Hey everybody, this is the Red Barrel Podcast, the premiere episode. I'm your host, Steven, and this is Travis. Hello, Travis.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Sleepy, but okay.
Cool. I guess we'll get right into things with what have you been playing?
Not a whole lot lately, but I have been playing Red Dead Redemption and Super Mario Galaxy 2.
How is Mario Galaxy 2?
Fun. Great. And I didn't expect much out of it, because I've never been a big 3D Mario fan. I don't know. But I love it. So I haven't played a ton of it yet.
I know you played Super Mario Galaxy 1 quite extensively.
Nope.
My point exactly. You played it for 30 minutes?
What I didn't like, but I played a bit, so there you go.
Sure.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 starts off much better, though.
It starts off in 2D, right?
Kinda, yeah. But I mean, just overall, it's like more fun from the get-go.
How far are you in Red Dead? Have you gotten any farther since the last time we talked, or are you
still? No, I got sidetracked in the single player. My friends buying it and getting me to play multiplayer. I still need to beat that, but I don't know.
I've played the multiplayer a bit, and I don't like it as much as the single player. I prefer single player games, anyways. But
well, I mean, the single player has more features and stuff, and like, you know, the story and stuff, and has more stuff to do. But multiplayer gets addicting. Like,
I think,
have friends with you.
I think one of the things that kills the multiplayer, well, it doesn't kill it, but they should have poker and stuff in multiplayer.
Poker and the lasso would be great.
Yeah.
And also more gang hideouts. There's not enough of those.
That's something they can add in as DLC, though, so.
Yeah, and I'm excited for this co-op mode.
When is that coming?
Late June, I don't know the exact date.
That's free,
like 28th,
right?
Or something. It's free.
Cool.
Yep.
I bought way too many games this week.
Did you play all of them?
I have played all, yes. At least a bit. I got Prototype, Bioshock 2, Assassin's Creed 2, and Killzone 2.
Okay, which one did you play the most?
Assassin's Creed 2.
What did you think of that one?
I am a few hours in, and I really like it so far. The combat seems really good. I like the story. There are some things I think could be better with the story, mainly. I don't really like the whole Animus thing. It's kind of a weird gimmick.
I think that's like to create an overarching story between the games, more
than...
Yeah,
I guess...
The story of Assassin's Creed isn't... They're interesting, but they've never been, like, you know, top-notch or anything.
Okay, I don't understand the loading screens that the game has, where you're, like, in a white room. I cannot get out. I don't get it. What do you have to do?
I don't know. Just a way to have an interactive loading screen, I guess? I don't know.
But it's not really interactive. You only walk around... I don't get it. Also, I think they could explain better, like, why you have to assassinate people, because it's not really too apparent
why. I'll go assassinate people.
I
don't know.
I guess it's the only setup they need. I've also been playing Prototype a fair amount, a couple hours into that.
It's a flawed game, but it's a fun game.
Yes, it is very flawed, to say the least. It has a lot of problems It has a lot of the same problems as most open world games.
It's not incredibly well made. I don't think they have a ton of polish put into it.
It's not pretty.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it is definitely fun. It has the same problem as Hulk Ultimate Destruction had. I'm not sure if you played that, but they send tons of enemies at you at once. And it doesn't matter really how powerful you are, because they always call in more backup, and your pretty much only option is to just run away and hide.
It's fun to fight them off sometimes, though.
It's fun to fight them off, but...
I like it. Compared to, like, Hulk Ultimate Destruction, you have many more things you can do.
Yeah, but
like powers and stuff like that.
To advance in like the missions and stuff, you have to kill all of them or flee. So, I've also run into problems with like enemy spawns. Like in one mission early on, there was this enemy I had to disguise myself as. So, first time I did it, I consumed him, and then I accidentally consumed someone else, and I lost my disguise. So the guy respawned, but every time he would respawn behind an invisible wall, and I could not get past it and get like him, I said, so I had to kill myself.
I don't think it's incredibly polished.
It is not.
But it's fun.
And then every time I restarted it, he died, like, automatically, like, right at the beginning. Like, by your other random things, like explosions going off. So that kind of sucks.
I like it, though. It's fun.
It is. Killzone 2 is really interesting. I describe it as a first-person, third-person shooter.
Because of the cover system?
Because of the cover system and just the way it's paced. It's a lot more slow than a lot of first-person games. And the enemies take a lot more damage than they would in, like, Call of Duty or something.
I never got around to it, but it looks pretty
fun. I haven't tried
the
multiplayer yet, but I really want to, because that looks crazy.
Yeah, this game doesn't look bad, and it's very pretty.
It is very pretty. Although,
probably one of the prettiest console games, if not the prettiest.
Uncharted 2 still has it beaten, I think.
Uncharted 2 is more colorful and stuff, but...
But I think if Killzone 2 was colorful, it would be kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, it suits it.
It's great.
Like, I mean, people complain about no color in games, but, I mean, some games, if they had color, would just look weird.
Yeah.
I think. Like, if a game's going for gritty, realistic, I mean, not realistic, but more like gritty dark tones, I don't think they need to be colorful.
They don't.
Like Gears of War?
Yeah.
I think Gears of War looks fine as it is.
Besides, the only color you need is red for blood.
You could just go black and white with only red.
Exactly. Although that doesn't work well, as we've seen.
I don't know.
Mad World. Because Mad World.
Mad World looks really good. You haven't played it.
It has no depth perception from the videos I've seen. It looks like it could easily give you a headache. Looks,
well, the art style's questionable, but
there's
I think
some shading.
It's like kind of fun.
I don't know. Looks fun. I get around to that eventually. And Bioshock 2. I've only played the first mission and a half or so. I've not touched multiplayer yet. But I really like what they're doing so far with that. It seems a lot more action-focused and definitely more linear than the first.
Necessary sequel, but doesn't look too bad.
I don't know. It seems to make a lot of improvements with like the gunplay and stuff over the first.
Yeah, first one's gunplay was
not the best.
No,
at all. Well, you still have to click in the middle stick to aim down the sights.
Games that do that now.
You too.
Games like say Call of Duty made it feel so easy just to aim it.
Killzone 2 does that by default as well with clicking in the middle stick, but I changed it. Cause
it's still so natural just to hold the trigger down.
Yeah.
Anything else that you bought?
I got on Steam earlier and instantly regretted it because, as you know, I cannot pass up a good deal on Steam. And right now they have Oblivion Game of the Year Edition for $8.50, Morrowind Game of the Year Edition for $5, and Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition for $25. So I bought all of those.
Again.
Because I'm an idiot.
you already own all of those.
It is better than most of my other purchases on Steam, because I'll actually play these rather than all the Civilization and XCOM games I bought. out of all my Steam games, I think I've maybe played like five.
I plan to buy Oblivion. I don't really care about Morrowind, and I have all the DLC for Fallout on the 360, so I can.
I have Fallout 3 itself on the 360, but I have none of the DLC, and for $25, you can't really say no. Especially.
Yeah, that'd be cheaper than buying all the DLC over the 360.
And all the weird mods and stuff on the PC. So I'm looking forward to playing with that. Downloading Oblivion and Fallout 3 right now.
Yeah, I want to get Oblivion because I haven't played anything but the intro.
Which is not.
I don't know how I missed that game, but I did somehow.
Oblivion's intro is not very fun.
Nope.
I've played on the 360 for over 30 hours, and I didn't touch the story at all, other than the intro, which was necessary to go through. So, yeah. Maybe I'll play through the actual game this time. Mm. Although, joining the evil guild and just murdering dudes is fun.
Sounds like there's a lot to do in that game.
There is. I think there's much more to do than there is in Fallout 3. I don't know, I kind of like Oblivion more in some ways. Fallout 3 and others.
Yeah, I can't say until I play Oblivion, but I really like Fallout.
I really like the atmosphere and stuff of Fallout, but the game, I think the combat works better in Oblivion because it's not guns, and it makes more sense.
Huh.
I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain, but the story and stuff in Fallout is definitely much more interesting.
Yeah, I love the setting in Fallout.
Yeah.
I mean, even if the world isn't incredibly pretty, it's not supposed to be.
It's supposed to be the opposite. It's a wasteland.
Yeah. I love the whole idea of the neutral, living after it. I mean, I don't love the idea of it, but I mean, in a game.
Although there is a mod for the PC version of Fallout 3 that turns everything into, it basically looks exactly like Oblivion.
I've seen that, which does look interesting, but you can see, I mean, obviously why the developers made it bleak.
There is actually a mod for Oblivion as well that pretty much makes it like Bloody Mess in Fallout 3. So every time you stab a dude, they just go flying.
Bloody Mess is awesome.
All their limbs. Bloody Mess is awesome.
Sounds stupid and immature, but that was the first perk I got, I think. No, not the first
no,
one.
I mean, yeah,
one
you of unlocked that at level 6, so.
Well, I mean, like, as soon as I unlocked it, I got it.
I did too. It improves your gun damage, so it does something.
Right.
Other than looking cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Is there anything else that you got?
No.
Played?
No. I played some more Red Dead, but not too much. And I need to get playing Alan
Wake. You like Red Dead?
What?
How much do you like Red Dead?
I love Red Dead.
You have not beat it, right?
I have not.
How far are you now?
I am still at the same part I was last time we talked.
Okay, so you're not far
in
like, Mexico?
I think I'm almost done with Mexico.
Oh, okay, so you made it pretty far.
Yeah, I played for quite a while in Mexico, so I think I'm about to go to the last territory.
Yeah. And I've been to the mountain territory.
Yeah, I went there in multiplayer.
That's kind of awesome.
Bear Claw is crazy.
Yeah.
It is not called Bear Claw for no reason.
Yeah, that looks more interesting than
I hear bears in single player are way tougher than they are in multiplayer.
That scares me.
Yes.
Not gonna lie.
Because they're not easy in multiplayer. Cougars are the hardest things in that game, though.
They're not hard to kill, but
they're not hard to kill. But they are ninjas.
Definitely.
They're evil.
And they kill you one hit. So.
Two.
Usually.
If you have full health.
I guess. If they attack you from behind, though, you have no chance.
Pretty much. And they always travel in, like, packs of two.
One attacks you from behind, you turn around, the other one runs up. I mean, just, yeah. But anyways, that it?
that's pretty much it. I need to get back to playing Alan Wake, but I don't really like it, so maybe I'll just...
Sounds like you have... not going to be bored next week.
I am not. Or probably throughout the rest of the year with all the games.
So what are you planning to buy next? Got anything planned to buy next week?
The next game I'm going to buy is probably Super Mario Galaxy 2. Because I still need to get that. Mod Nation Racers is looking good, though. But that's not something I have to buy. I'll probably ruin
I don't care about that too much, personally.
Oh.
And this next week, I could see me buy it. Not this next week, but, like, coming up. I wouldn't mind. I still want Deadly Premonition. I know it looks terrible, but I want to play it. And, no, we still have Peace Walker. I want to play that. Bad, like...
You don't have your PSP anymore, though.
I found someone to let me borrow a PSP. He never plays it.
I don't know about that game. It does not look very Metal Gear.
I think it looks fun. How does it not look Metal Gear-y?
I don't know. It looks a lot less stealth-based, I guess.
I've heard the stealth still works fine, though. I mean, it has, like, the Metal Gear Solid, like, shooter controls more. Like, your shooting was kind of really limited in the other ones, you know, and 1 through 3.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 4 plays a little more like a shooter.
That's actually why I don't care for the gameplay of 4 so much.
I think it works fine. Though I do still love the... You know, it's limited in Metal Gear Solid 1 through 3, but, like, limitations somehow make it more... I don't know how to explain it.
I don't know how the co-op will work. I think that's my biggest concern.
It sounds like some of the missions are really hard unless you use co-op. It sounds like they kind of designed it with co-op in mind, almost. Which kind of scares me. Like, I kind of wish they'd co-op... I'm not sad that... I'm fine that co-op's in it, but I kind of wish it was more afterthought or something. I mean, not an afterthought, but an extra.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so the whole campaign is co-op?
Yeah.
Oh, is it forced co-op?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
But I hear some of the bosses are really, really hard unless you have a friend.
I hear it's a lot like Monster Hunter, which is a really interesting comparison.
You can capture, like, enemy. There's certain types of, like, enemies and stuff you can capture and bring to your team, and you can send them out on missions to get supplies for your team, and it has, like, this whole... I'm pretty sure it's all optional, but it has this, like, whole other game to it that's kind of, like, I guess... I don't know how to explain it, but you can choose who you want to send out on what mission, or who's best for what. Apparently, you can, like, even build Metal Gears to help your team out and build helicopters and tanks and stuff to help them. I don't know if you ever play those missions on the side, but I know, like... You, like, send the... Between missions, you can, like, send them out to do what you need.
Sounds
kind of interesting.
It looks interesting. For sure. But
I hear that really, like, makes it longer. Keeps you playing.
I haven't really looked too much into it. Just for the sole fact that I do not have PSP, so...
That's one thing that bothers me. Like, I just... On the PSP... Why... I don't know why they put it on the PSP.
There have been rumors about it, maybe.
I think a PSN release. Yeah, I heard about PSN rumors, and that would work well, I think.
Yeah, I think that would make a lot more sense.
The controls work well, but, I mean, I know they'd be better on the PS3.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the PSP just isn't great for shooters. I played the demo site for a little bit, and it didn't...
Oh, that weird, crazy Japanese one?
Yeah. I didn't really know what to do, because it was in Japanese, but I did get a feel for the controls, and I could see me getting used to it and it being fine. So, yeah, I'm interested in that game. Looks fun. And I'll have Metal Gear Solid.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, on to news. Not a whole lot of news this week. It's the week before E3, obviously, so most...
Yeah, but there's been some.
There's been some. Some good news. So,
yep.
Let's talk about that. Rock Band 3. Keyboards and real guitars.
It generally sounds interesting. Like, I told myself I was done with rhythm games.
I did too. But...
Because I was kind of tired of them, but they're actually changing things up, not completely rehashing it.
This actually looks really cool. The keyboard stuff really interests me because I play the keyboard, so that all looks really good. And
it looks really fun to play keyboard on there, honestly.
Yeah, it does. I'm worried about the HUD. Like, the screen is going to get really cluttered with 5 instruments on there at once.
Well, technically 4. I mean, the microphone doesn't really take up much space. But, yeah.
Yeah, but...
But so you can have, like, 7 people playing at one time. The harmonies and...
Oh,
the...
yeah. Crazy. I forgot about the harmonies. Crazy. Are harmonies confirmed to be in it?
Huh?
Are harmonies confirmed to be in it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that'll definitely make the inclusion of Bohemian Rhapsody more interesting.
Yeah, like I said, like, it's also in the new Guitar Hero, but I'd much rather play it in Rock Band with the keyboard and the harmonies. Though Guitar Hero, I wouldn't be surprised if it had harmonies. That's a different story, anyway.
The interesting thing here, though, is the new instruments. The guitar is a real guitar, and the keyboard is a real keyboard.
Well, okay, they have a pro mode where you can use the real guitar, and it's actually like playing a real instrument. And they still have like the normal Rock Band mode, like.
Oh, so
plays,
it's not.
Like,
is the guitar not actually something you can play on its own then?
Okay. They have one guitar that no, you can't. I don't think you can play it on its own.
Oh.
But apparently, they're making a guitar. Also, that you can play on its own.
Well, there's also that other weird game that they just announced fairly recently, like Power Gig.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that has the same thing. I guess that's the direction they're taking this stuff now.
So, I mean, I'd honestly rather Rock Band has a name behind it, the DLC behind it, and you can play real guitar
but
the normal if you don't like it that way.
But to me, this whole real instrument thing is kind of them admitting defeat. Like, hey, instead of cluttering your house with fake guitars, let's do it with real ones.
I don't know. It's just an interesting different way to play.
But the interesting thing about the guitar is if you thought 5 buttons was hard, try 102.
Yeah, I could see that being really hard. You having to hit every note perfect, you know?
Yeah, I imagine.
And it takes a lot to learn a song on guitar. I mean, unless you're just, like, really good.
Yeah. I am interested in the pro mode for the keyboard, definitely, though, because I can't really read sheet music too well. And it has, like, the actual notation.
I'm interested in the guitar part, but, that like, you'll be in practice mode a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Unless you know the songs already.
Set list looks alright so far. Has Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep.
The Power of Love.
What else? And Metric in there, they're pretty good.
They have...
There's something else. I know Jimi Hendrix is in it.
Lasso by Phoenix.
Oh yeah, that's a good song. Then Crooked Vultures. And
Rainbow in the Dark. By Dio. I'm glad the Dio song is not in the new Guitar Hero game, because then they would abuse Dio's avatar, because he's dead.
I don't think... Didn't they say the new Guitar Hero wouldn't have avatars?
Oh, yeah. No, they're locked to the song. Like, they're locked to the one song. Or however many songs.
That's...
Yeah. Because they don't want any problems with that anymore after what happened with No Doubt and Kurt Cobain.
I understand. That was kind of stupid, though, anyway.
But I liked my all Kurt Cobain and Johnny Cash band. And Guitar Hero 5.
I liked my all Matt Bellamy band.
Johnny Cash was playing drums for Kurt Cobain, playing bass for Kurt Cobain on guitar.
I'm looking through this list, and it has that Doors song, Break On Through. That's a good song. It's in there. Oh, you know, my huge Doors guy. And then Ozzy's in there, and
Crazy Train has been in, like,
White Stripes are in there, and
yeah.
Pretty good so far.
It looks good. Some of these songs have already been in other music games, like I Love Rock and Roll, and In the Meantime, but
not too many have.
Not too many. Although Bohemian Rhapsody is also in Guitar Hero 6, which...
We should talk about that for a second, like, by itself.
What about Guitar Hero 6?
Well, that game, narrated by James Simmons, and...
Oh, yeah.
Which is interesting, I guess.
Stupid.
And, yeah.
What were they doing?
I'm pretty sure, I haven't seen gameplay, so, you know, I can't say much, but it looks like it's gonna be Guitar Hero. They're not changing anything.
Yeah, but they're making it all story-based, and...
Yeah, they're trying too hard.
I don't play music games for their story.
I don't either. Like, I guess making the band part and, like, getting fans and stuff in Rock Band is kind of fun.
That is interesting, but that's not
a story. But this is not what's... Yeah, that's not what's happening here.
This is, like, a mythical rock story about rock gods fighting.
Yeah, it's stupid. And the set list so far for that isn't too bad, but, I mean, it's decent. But still...
I have not heard most songs. I'm just going to admit it now.
What?
I have not heard of most of those songs on Guitar Hero 6.
Yeah, they've announced more songs. Now, it does have more songs than Rock Band. It has over 90, and Rock Band has 83, but still...
Oh, I was hoping it'd be another E3 awkward press conference moment when, like, the Rock Band dude came out and said, this game has 84 songs. And then Guitar Hero dude came out and said, this game has 85 songs.
But I got, for the Rock Band, they had the pro mode and the keyboard, and that's a whole nother, like, another thing to chart for both of those.
Yeah.
So I guess I can kind of forgive them there.
Looks really interesting.
I can't really say much on the set list for either until I see full ones, so... But I don't care about the new Guitar Hero.
I'm more intrigued by how they'll do the easy mode for keyboard. Not that I play on that, but I don't know how that would work, because I don't think there's a way to make that easy. Unless they, like, broke
different sections. Well, you know how you slide over? You have to, like, on the keyboard, you slide over to, like, the note you need to. To the part of the keyboard you need to. Like, the fretboard, I mean the board, only displays one part of the keyboard. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and there's, like, a slide bar or something.
Oh.
And, like, the easier modes only use, like, one area.
Oh, jeez. Well,
you realize how big the board would be if it took up the whole thing? Well,
yeah.
I mean, or either the board would be really big or the notes would be way too small for you to see.
I understand that, but that seems... Not. That is not the way you play a piano.
I don't know if they meant that on the easier modes it's like that, or if only on the pro modes you have to slide over. I'm not sure.
That's weird. Did not know that.
That makes sense.
On some of the screenshots I saw, it looked like there were different colors, like on top of, like, different groups of notes. Will that just help to show where you are, or...
I'm not sure.
Will there just be some stupid easy mode where you only have to hit just, like, one note in each of those different sections?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Nope.
Next
now,
up.
Guitar Hero, the new Guitar Hero did say they are more interesting guitar type songs, which guitar is my favorite to play.
Guitar Hero has always been about that, though, so.
Yeah, I know.
Like, even in the Band Focus games, there are guitar only songs.
Yeah.
Only songs with no vocals.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
I don't know. I'll play them both. I'm not.
But let's just say, like,
and loyalist.
Guitar Hero looks just like Guitar Hero. I don't really care. That's, like, and Rock Band's actually trying to make changes. So, I'm interested to see more about Rock Band. I'm not sold on it, but I'm done with Guitar Hero.
The bad thing with those games is you don't know if you're going to enjoy them without actually playing them. Well, at least with the instruments, I mean. Like, you don't really... You won't be able to tell if the keyboard works well until you actually play it.
Well, I'm sure they'll have stuff set up like Best Buys and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I got to play Rock Band before it came out.
Can you imagine how big that section of Best Buy is going to be now?
Nah, the keyboards didn't look that big.
Keyboard, it's 25 keys.
Yeah, but I saw someone playing it. It's kind of small.
Yeah, it looks like it fits on your lap.
Yeah, it does. I think it does.
I don't know.
Like, they tried to make it to where it's not too big. I mean,
I play DJ Hero with the turntable on my lap, so I guess I can do that.
Yeah. I have a DJ Hero 2 coming up.
Oh, yes, that.
You can use two turntables and a microphone. I feel stupid for making that joke.
Is there actually microphone support?
I think so.
Awesome.
That, I mean, that seems logical.
That does.
So, yeah. And you can use a second turntable, so I guess that's interesting. It's not... They kind of overpriced the first one, but...
And...
I think that contributed to the sales of it being low.
Well, it was... The weird thing is, it did not get good sales, but it was the highest-selling new IP of last year.
Does that show how... Well, that could be the price... Did they factor? Is it by units or by how much it's like how much money it made?
Units sold, I believe. I don't even think it broke a million.
Huh? Does that just show how new IPs can't make it or something? I don't know.
Yes.
I figure like Arkham Asylum or something would be. I don't know.
Well, Batman isn't a new IP. There have been Batman games before.
Oh. Good point. I wasn't thinking for a second.
You just want to forget about those. Except for the NES one.
It's
and Batman
seems
Returns.
Like it's new IP. Or I don't know. Whatever.
No, it's Batman Returns. It's good. Okay. Telltale has announced some new stuff. Well, I don't
Jurassic
think anybody
Park.
Announced it, but...
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park and Back to the Future.
But Jurassic Park, doesn't that have you excited?
Not really. I have never been too partial to Jurassic Park.
I know, I'm just
I don't see how they can make that into an interesting adventure game. Because they tried to on the
Sega CD.
They
made that light gun shooter in arcades.
They made a Back to the Future light gun shooter?
No, Jurassic Park.
I mean, Jurassic Park. I did
yeah,
not
know that. There was... I like gun shooter where you had to shoot off dinosaurs or something like that. I remember seeing it and I think I played it once or twice.
Huh. That sounds weird. Back to the Future though makes a lot of sense because
kind of
the movies they lend themselves very well to like kind of puzzly kind of stuff.
I guess.
And the movies are already episodic. With the way they're set up.
Yeah.
Like, to be continued at the end of every one. Well, except for the third one, obviously. And, they have a sense of humor that I think Telltale is going to nail. I hope, though. I hope so. They haven't really made a bad game, though.
Yeah, Telltale's pretty good for this.
Telltale is great.
I mean, if it comes to event like modern adventure games, they're the people you go to.
And between this and Power of Love being confirmed for Rock Band 3, it's been a good week for Back to the Future.
So yeah, that's interesting.
I like Back to the Future a whole lot.
Anything else happen this week?
New Mortal Kombat is coming.
Oh yeah, there was the live action thing.
Yes, which had trailer. Nothing to do with this announcement, I guess. Because that was some
pitch. The live action thing, I figured might would be a like a live action game trailer, but now I don't think it is.
It's just, dude, they confirmed it was a pitch for a movie.
Oh, it was a pitch.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like some
extended
trailer. I haven't really heard that. So I didn't know.
Yeah, the director came out and said that it was a pitch for a like super gritty, realistic Mortal Kombat game, and just today.
Wait, that was the pitch for the game?
No, that was a pitch for the movie. Like a new movie.
Yeah, you just made... said game, though. So.
Oh, did I? Anyways, today, Mortal Kombat was announced.
It looks great.
Rebirth of Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 4 style. It looks really good. It's in 2D. They say it's going to be the goriest Mortal
Kombat. No, it's in 3D, but it plays on a 2D plane.
You know what? Yeah. It's a 2D fighting game.
Like Street Fighter 4 did.
Yeah. Which is good, because I don't like 3D fighting games.
So Calibur's not that bad.
They released a trailer along with this that looks awesome.
Yes.
They have a tag team mode now, and they claim it's going to have the deepest story mode of any fighting game ever.
I've never really cared too much about story in fighting games, but okay.
Street Fighter 4 was great.
I mean, I just care about them for fun. I mean, if I can do something, then sure, go for it.
I hear Blaze Blues was good.
Huh?
I haven't played that. Story mode.
Never got around to it.
I want to.
Mortal Kombat, though, that trailer was kind of brutal.
Yes,
which is good.
Which is great.
Like that final fatality in there?
Yes.
Kind of awesome.
There was that quick scene of like an X-ray vision thing. I take it that's going to be a new gameplay mechanic. Like, see how many bones you can break or something. I don't know. Not a whole lot has been said about it. The trailer looks
very promising. Like really brutal, which is for Mortal Kombat good.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, most games that'd be like, eh, but it's Mortal Kombat, so it's okay.
Yeah. I think Mortal Kombat can get away with, like, kind of 90s cheesiness.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want, like, some game to up in, like, Street Fighter or something to up and go super brutal and gritty, but Mortal Kombat's fun.
I liked Mortal Kombat versus DC a lot.
I have never not gotten around to that. It doesn't look bad, but...
It was all right. I liked it. Although...
But you can't rip off Superman's head, so... And see it's fine. So
for,
I don't care.
My problem with those games is the controls. With most fighting games, for Street Fighter, then. Except for Street Fighter, that's the case. But, I don't know. The combos are kind of hard to do.
I've never been able to get much into technical fighters.
Yeah.
I just don't have the patience to sit down and learn combos for every character. And
I really like fighting games, but yeah, I can't.
In fact, I've played Mortal Kombat, but I haven't played much of it.
Yeah, I haven't either, but this definitely looks very cool. Looks like what they should be doing with that, and I like how they're just calling it Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Because Mortal Kombat in the past few years, besides DC was decent, hasn't been too great, has it?
No. I think it was Deception that I heard was alright. I don't know.
When I think about it, Mortal Kombat versus DC, that's a weird pairing.
Kind of. Yeah. It's no more weird than Marvel versus Capcom.
But also in Mortal Kombat news, that live action thing,
yes,
that was awesome.
That was pretty good. I actually didn't watch most of it, but what I saw of it was pretty good.
You should watch all of it. It's great.
I should, but it's like 7 minutes long, and
it goes by fast.
I wanted to see more of it. Like, I really hope they make that into a movie.
I'm sure they will. Based on the response that's gotten.
I'll be there day one. I mean, that's great.
Yeah, it looks... If they made that into a movie, I'd totally go see it.
I would, too. When I was first watching it, I thought it was some fan thing or something. But it was kind of high budget for that.
It was not official. So it technically
was. Well, yeah, I know. But it had Hollywood talent stuff in it.
Yeah. Well, sure.
I mean, not huge Hollywood talent, but Hollywood talent.
It had talent.
When I say Hollywood, I mean been in other movies.
Okay, sure.
I don't mean Hollywood level talent. But anyways, so yeah, that was awesome, and the new game looks awesome, and things are going good for Mortal Kombat.
Indeed. Which is good. Because Mortal Kombat deserves it.
Yep. And things didn't look so good for a while back when, like, Midway was getting really, you know, was going into financial troubles, but now things are looking up.
Travis, you know what I love?
What?
Really weird, random anniversaries in which to celebrate. Like the 11th anniversary of the Dreamcast, and not the 10th. They are bringing Dreamcast games to the PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade soon.
I might actually get Sonic Adventure.
Sonic Adventure and Crazy Taxi are the first two games, which I'm stoked about. I've been saying they need to make Crazy Taxi downloadable for a while now, because fits there.
I might buy both of those, actually. That's a good start.
I'll totally buy that.
Have they mentioned pricing?
No. I imagine like $10. Like, I cannot see them charging more than $10 for Crazy Taxi.
I could almost see them charging $15. But
maybe. It depends on what kind of stuff they do with this.
But $800 would be a good, like, I'd buy them.
Yeah.
By the way, for Sonic, I don't think they confirmed this, but there's, like, a rumor base that, because it was, like, ESBR or ESRB rated, that they'd also release, like, an extended package or something that has all the GameCube stuff in it.
Hmm.
Which will probably be, like...
That would make sense.
Like, I could see the Sonic being 800 and Sonic DX being 1200.
It would make more sense for them to just release that as DLC, but whatever. I guess the way those work probably would make sense that way. It says higher resolution visuals. The screenshots definitely look better, at least for Sonic Adventure.
Are they changing anything else? Online or anything?
Surround sounds, online leaderboards...
So nothing big? Just...
No. Well, those two games are single player only, so...
Oh, right.
I'm sure down the line they will release multiplayer games that'll be online.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Dreamcast was online, so that would
make sense. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So,
Although...
Yeah, I might buy those two, and I know I'd buy... They released some of, like, the harder-to-find good games with the Dreamcast. That'd be good.
Jacaranda Radio. That has to get on.
Yeah, like that. I want to play that, and want to play Sonic Adventure 2. Want to play
Seaman. The best Dreamcast games.
But yeah, that's a good way to start it.
Yep. Those are the two Dreamcast games I think make the most sense for this.
Anything else happen this week?
I want Choo Choo Rocket on there. Let's put that on there.
Right, online. That's good online.
Do you have anything else?
Okay. Smaller news. Team Fortress 2 was released for Mac.
I don't like Macs or TF2, so.
There's a huge match to the Xbox Live Arcade sale next week.
Oh, yeah, that. Yes.
That is decent news.
Pretty crazy.
Okay, just
Major Nelson.
Read down the list to like highlights. Shadow Complex is 7. If you don't have that, buy it. Charles HG is 7. Don't have that, buy it. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 is 7. Don't have that, buy it. TMT Turtles in Time HD is 5. Still overpriced. Still probably sucks. Soldier Man is 5. That's a good deal. a couple of those like classic NES games.
Worms Armageddon, is that on sale right now for $5? I think it is.
I don't know.
But yeah, I think all of last year's Summer of Arcade titles are on sale. They're all 50% off except for Battlefield 1943, which is just it's $10, so it's 33% off. So,
Shadow Complex and Marvel vs. Capcom 2 are steals at $7.
Yes,
say that much. I think I'm gonna buy Trials, Symphony of the Night because I've never played that for some reason, and some other $5 game, probably Explosion Man, and I'll probably spend the $3 on like
really Contra. Good deals that make me wish I hadn't blown all my money on Steam. Way to go. But Fallout 3.
I either buy Explosion Man and some $3 game or Mass Effect 2 DLC.
Let's get TMNT Arcade. Because I have more than $3 on my account right now.
By the way, Mass Effect 2 DLC, I know you don't care, but
you're right.
They have some new one of that coming out next week. Well, Mass Effect 2 DLC the week after that.
I would care if I had Mass Effect 2, but I do not.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't.
Motor Storm Apocalypse announced.
Wait, that was officially announced?
I'm just now seeing this.
That was officially announced?
Apparently.
Are you sure?
Going to E3. Going to be shown at E3.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I saw the screenshots.
Blog.us introducing PlayStation Blog introducing Motor Storm Apocalypse.
Huh.
That's.
I didn't know that was officially
I never had Motor Storm, but I played the demos, and they're really fun.
Yeah. First one had issues, but the second one looks really fun. I still have not played it. Well, I played the demo. It was fun.
And they don't look. I mean, they look fun. Nothing like.
Not Burnout Paradise good, but what is?
Yeah. Sure, whatever. And, I don't really think there is anything else.
I think that's it for news until next week.
I dig really far. Oh, wait. There is. A new Kingdom Hearts game at E3.
Yeah, two, I've heard.
Two. Apparently. Didn't they say one of them's going to be like shown off a lot or something?
Yeah, one of them's going to be Kingdom Hearts 3.
I hope.
That you know.
Yeah, but I could totally see them pulling, like, saying their big release is recoded.
No.
I could just... I don't know why. Maybe because of years of disappointment, but I could see them doing that.
No, they would not build it up this much and for this long if it was not Kingdom Hearts 3. They've been saying...
And they said two games. I guess they did say two games and showed Recoded.
Yeah.
And by the way, Recoded, cell phone game being released for the DS. Oh boy.
Oh, so Gameloft is making it.
I don't know. I don't think Gameloft made it.
They didn't. But
yeah.
I was making a joke because they do that.
Right, they make every
cell phone game.
That's like 3D.
They make every good cell phone game, pretty much.
And also a lot of bad ones.
Yes. And then they port
so anyways,
everything.
I think that's about it. Portal 2 was delayed.
Whoa, surprise. A Valve game is not being released on time?
Yep. I think the only Valve game ever released on time was Left 4 Dead 2.
And it's the one nobody wanted. So way to go.
Yeah. If they would have delayed that, saying they wanted to focus on other games, I think everyone would have been happy.
Have you seen that picture that Valve posted of, like, I don't know, some fake comic book cover or something, but, in the dude's muscles, there's a Half-Life logo, and then three. Like, his fist is a three.
I could see him showing a teaser, but
I don't know. They say Half-Life 2 Episode 3 is definitely not going to be there. They always talked about making it a three-episode thing.
I have some feeling it's been so long, I'm pretty sure they're just going to screw it and go on to Half-Life 3.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
I wish people would stop getting their hopes up.
Yeah. Anyway, oh yeah, and Half-Life 2 Episode 3 is not ED3. That's... So either they're announcing Half-Life 3 or no Half-Life ED3. Which one are you... So you're leaning towards no Half-Life
ED3? I'm leaning towards, yeah, no Half-Life.
What about the Half-Life kart racer spinoff?
Yes.
Right. Left 4 Dead 3. Totally be announced. They did say there was a big surprise, though, didn't they?
What?
They did say there was going to be some big announcement or something like that.
But knowing Valve, they're probably just messing with you, and it's Ricochet 2.
Well, it could be another IP they had.
Maybe they'll do things the Apple way, since they're with them now, and just say, Half-Life 3 is coming. By the way, you can go play it now. What if they did that?
That would be kind of all, like, I would buy Half-Life 3. I don't know if I'd buy it otherwise, but I would buy it.
It worked for the Sega Saturn so well.
As stupid as that sounds,
worked for the Saturn.
But anyways. So yeah, now we're really digging in the hole for news. We're done. I mean, that's it for news.
Indeed.
So, well, I guess... Would it be included part of news? I don't know. But E3's next.
E3 predictions, let's go.
Hopes or predictions first?
I made a whole list. Let's do predictions, and then we'll get into the really stupid stuff.
Okay. Let's start with Nintendo.
Okay.
Sound fair?
Yeah, it's fair.
I'm saying...
3DS, that's gonna be there.
Yeah, that'll definitely be there. Zelda,
yes. I have those on my list in order. Probably some... I think they're probably going to do a stage demo for Metroid Other M. Their press conference is 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's confirmed by Jeff Keighley, so...
Maybe some 3DS titles.
Yeah, definitely the launch titles. Maybe like, the price and release date.
I could see like a new Super Mario Bros. Coming to 3DS as a launch title or something.
What about... Okay, for the DS, they released it with Mario 64 DS. What if they released, like, I don't know, what was a big launch title for the GameCube?
Luigi's Mansion.
I'd play a 3D Luigi's Mansion.
3D.
I'd play it.
They said I'm not sure if I want to believe these reports, but they've been saying that 3DS is really powerful.
What if Pikmin 3 is on the DS?
Do you think Pikmin 3 will be E3?
Yes, it has to be.
Yeah.
Because I think if it's not, someone will assassinate Miyamoto. I don't
think how about...
That's good.
I can see him launching Animal Crossing with the 3DS.
Yeah, Animal Crossing 3D.
I don't think every game is going to take advantage of 3D.
I can see Pikmin 3D coming, though, for sure.
Any other big predictions from Nintendo?
They're so 3D. Unpredictable. I hope Last Window comes to America. That's my hope from Nintendo. And I also put Mother Trilogy down, but that's never going to happen.
New Pokemon will probably be shown.
Oh, yeah. Pokemon Black and White, or Day and Night, depending on what they call it in America. Because it translates, from Japanese to English, the title translates both ways. It could be Day and Night, or Black and White.
Yeah, but they'll probably stick with the color.
Do you think they would, though, after people say, oh, this is racist?
I don't know. Those people are stupid, but...
If they make Day and Night, they could totally... be kind of awesome and make, like, the remake, like, the third one of it, called Noon.
Yeah, that's an obvious...
Yeah, but I'm willing to bet there's going to be some kind of new Mario game for the DS, or definitely the 3DS, but maybe for the DS, I don't know. It depends on when the 3DS comes out.
I still kind of want them to make a Mario Party with online. Good
me
online.
Me too.
They announced some Avatar Mii Party or something, didn't they?
Yes, Wii Party.
Which
which kind of looks like Mario Party, but
I don't know. Mario, so I would rather Mario characters. Something about just me like playing Mario Party a lot. I just rather Mario Party.
Okay, Microsoft, because my list for Sony is huge. So Microsoft.
So the tall
stuff. Gears of War 3 demo.
Gears of War 3. It's some more Halo. Maybe more Halo Reach info.
Also, I took the time to make up stupid pun titles wherever I could. Shadow Complex, the second Shadow Complex.
Shadow Complex 2, that'd be interesting.
I could see definitely. It. Maybe a 3D. I don't know. I could see a full disc-based Shadow Complex sequel.
I want them to stay with the whole, the way it plays. I mean, the way it plays, you know?
Hulu, 2D, on Xbox Live, pretty much confirmed.
What?
Hulu.
Oh, yeah. That'll be shown. And like, Fable 3. That'll be shown. Yeah.
Probably a demo.
Probably some Metal Gear Solid Rising stuff.
PGR 5?
Maybe.
I'd play PGR.
Maybe they'll show off Alan Wake DLC or something.
Yeah, they'll probably say something about it. I don't think they could just skim over that, although.
And, didn't they do the Rock Band stuff during Microsoft's conference last year?
Yes, they did. The Beatles Rock Band. Yeah, they opened with that.
Yeah, they might go over Rock Band a bit on there.
They might.
Or they might.
Because they try selling the 360 as kind of like a social game.
Does EA have a conference?
Yeah, I don't know. But also on my Microsoft list, I have New Conquer, but no.
Killer Instinct 3?
No.
No. Rare's gotta be doing something.
They're never gonna make Killer Instinct 3.
But Rare's gotta be doing something. I could see a new Perfect Dark, kinda.
I could see a new Perfect Dark game. I had thought about that.
And also, I mean, a new Banjo I could see.
Maybe.
I mean, I don't expect it, but I could see it happening.
Maybe Viva Pinata 3, but I think that's really pushing it, because I don't know what they could do with that.
No, I don't know.
Their games don't sell well, so it's kind of hard
not
to say,
at least.
Like, if Rare will make any more sequels.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they mentioned something about working with Natal, so they may just not be... They may be going with stuff for that.
Maybe they're making some crazy Natal game. They also made the Avatar stuff, keep that in mind, so yeah.
So, what is... Also, is it possible they announced some new Halo project with the 343 Studios or whatever they're called?
343? No. Come on.
I mean, they haven't been doing anything, and they're made just to make Halo.
I know. Microsoft desperately needs some new series.
Yeah, they could use something new, but I don't expect it again, but they might be doing something like a spinoff, kind of like how Halo Wars was, but I don't think an RTS.
Halo RPG.
Third person squad based shooter where you play as a Marine. There you go.
No.
Or an RPG. Or an MMO.
What about a horror game? Where you use a flashlight to kill Flood.
Yeah, and you gotta use a light and stuff to use it.
Yes.
Oh, and the whole time. Actually, I don't want to say this because I'm gonna completely spoil a different game, but never mind. Anyways, so there's not a whole lot we have for Microsoft, do we?
No, because they're kind of unpredictable and crazy at this point.
I'm hoping for some
surprises.
Do we
know how long Microsoft is going to be? Their press conference?
How long?
I'm just saying, do they know?
Because
I know...
I have no clue. I'm next to nothing about
Nintendo's 2-hour presser is confirmed.
Yeah, I remember that. I really hope that doesn't mean they're showing off a ton of,
it'll be a lot of 3DS stuff and... So,
oh, by the way, going back to Nintendo, I just forgot what it was, but I just read something on Conduit 2. That could be shown off.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I don't care about it, but...
Yeah, Conduit 2 was confirmed to have Wii Motion Plus support.
Oh, yeah.
Optional.
Does Comic Jumper come out?
I have no idea.
Because that game looks really interesting. And it does. If that's not out for a while, that's going to be at their conference, I'm sure.
I want to say they said next year.
That'll be at Microsoft's conference.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because that looks interesting.
I'm sure they'll announce a bunch of... They always do the like Summer of Arcade thing. I'm sure they'll announce
something. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some games coming out like next week they'll announce. So, that it for Microsoft?
Because yeah, I don't know.
Sony.
Killzone 3 on stage demo.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Definitely Killzone 3. Sure. Talk.
Infamous 2. That's kind of obvious, 2, right?
Electric Boogaloo. Because if they don't call it that, I will be sorely disappointed.
That's pretty obvious.
It's Resistance.
Resistance 3, wasn't
Resistance. I thought Resistance 3 was confirmed in like some weird Mexican gaming magazine or something.
No, it was a movie. They had a billboard.
What? Really? What?
You didn't know that? They're filming a movie, and in the movie, the movie set.
Well,
the movie's not supposed to come out until like 2020.
Even if it hasn't been confirmed yet, it's gonna be. It's gonna happen.
The movie's supposed to come out in like 2011, so.
The Last Guardian. Maybe on stage demo. Definitely new trailer. Motorstorm 3, that's confirmed now. So.
Yeah. I just thought about something, but now my mind went
blank. Little Big Planet 2.
Show off that.
PlayStation Network Premium. That stuff. Probably going to be there.
Anything huge, like a new PSP or.
PSP 2. They're going to show off a PSP 2. Although, this has been a weird E3 so far, because there have not really been any huge leaks.
Which is kind of... Which makes me happy, honestly.
I tend to regret going to video game websites, like, the week before E3, but...
Yeah.
Nothing has been...
It's hard to avoid them, but... What?
I guess they saw how much stuff got leaked last year, and they're probably... A lot of stuff under extra tight wraps.
By the way, if Kevin Butler doesn't host their conference, I'll be disappointed.
He's going to make an appearance.
He better.
Okay, here's my stuff that... Like, kind of... Okay, Move, release date, and price. Obviously.
I am Move.
Gran Turismo 5 release date. Probably. I hope so. New Twisted Metal. I can see that.
That'd be nice.
They have to be working on that. Come on.
I'd like that.
Three Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts 3 would be great. Final Fantasy Versus 13.
Oh yeah, I forgot all about that. Demon's Souls 2. That's probably going to be shown there.
Has that been confirmed? Or
I believe they've confirmed that. I believe they said that they're working on Demon's Souls 2.
Okay.
Maybe Warhawk 2?
I don't know.
For the move? I don't know.
Oh, new SOCOM. They announced that. That'll be shown as well.
Yeah. Well, they announced that at GDC, didn't they?
Yeah.
The move compatible thing. I can see Warhawk 2 being interesting if, like, they made it, like, all crazy flight sim-ish with the move. Like, you use it as, like a throttle. Or...
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Maybe Sly Cooper 4.
That'd be nice.
I would like them to, because... In Infamous, there was that movie theater that said Sly 4 coming soon. Although,
what about a new Ratchet?
Probably.
Yeah, they make those pretty often.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll see anything on a new Uncharted yet.
Jack 4?
No, Naughty Dog makes one game at a time.
Yeah.
Unless it's handled, maybe a Jack 4 by a different dev.
And here's my crazy thing that I want to see from Sony, like a Play Create Share shooter.
What?
A shooter in the Play Create Share line thing, like Little Big Planet the shooter.
That'd be awesome.
Where you make your own guns.
And maps.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
And game types.
They could totally do that.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
Because they have the platforming game and they have the racing game, so what's left?
Yeah, and Little Big Planet 2 is doing everything else, pretty much, so.
Little Big Planet 2 would be... I mean, I can't wait to see that game.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Is that...
That game looks really great.
Is that
great.
It for Sony?
Yeah, what about we move on to, like...
Yeah, third party. Like, just random other stuff.
Okay.
Both Rock Bands and Guitar Heroes and DJ Heroes will be shown.
Star Wars Battlefront 3. Star Wars Battlefront 3. Make it happen.
That would be great.
I hope so. I hope they show that. That's like
my biggest hope.
Yeah, Assassin's 3. Although they're working on Brotherhood.
I meant Brotherhood is what I meant. Assassin's Creed 3 will be probably for next year.
What? Criterion's Need for Speed. That's probably going to be there.
Oh, yeah. More Medal of Honor stuff.
Mm, yeah. Bully 2.
I hope for a Battlefield 3, but I don't expect it yet. Bully 2 is going to
be there.
Battlefield 3. That'd be nice.
Bully 2 is going to be there.
That'd be great.
GTA projects? Huh?
Any new GTA projects? I don't know,
they might do some weird thing like they did with San Andreas and Vice City. The composer of Bully 2, I mean, the composer of the original game, Bully game, I think on his Twitter or something, he posted one day, "I'm working on Bully 2 right now," or something like that, and then it was taken down immediately. So,
that would make me happy. I love Bully
2. I have not played it.
It's great. For
the reason. I need to.
Call
of Duty Space Warfare 1, 2, and 3.
That'd be great.
Black
Ops will be shown more, that like multiplayer and stuff. That might be shown at Microsoft's conference, maybe, actually.
Probably. New Strider?
That'd be nice, but I don't know.
Elder Scrolls 5. What else is Bethesda working on right now? Well, Brink, but...
Brink, yeah. Rage stuff.
Yeah, well, that's id, so not really them.
Oh, no, I'm just going off on random stuff.
Borderlands 2, Mortarlands?
I don't know about that. Four EAR.
Oh, gosh.
Gotta do it.
No.
I'll be disappointed if they don't do that.
It's okay, better than the Thief 4 thing, where the 4 is an A. I mean, the 4 is E, because it looks nothing like an E.
Yeah.
I have Zack and Wiki 2. That's not...
I don't expect that, honestly.
Bubble Wobble 3, Electric Bobble-loo.
Right.
Okay, first-person Bubble Wobble game. Picture that.
I don't know.
That would be awesome.
So
Rocket Capcom is too. That's
what is Capcom doing right now besides Dead Rising 2?
Oh wait, which is almost hold on. Done. Capcom.
Yeah. Dead Rising 2 is almost done.
Obviously.
Mega Man stuff maybe. I'd like a Mega Man Legends 3.
Oh, first-person Mega Man.
Made by Bungie.
Yes.
They're
working on a new Strider, obviously.
Or maybe they can... What about a new Mega Man X game?
Well, they're like, downloadable? Yeah, I want that. Mega Man X9. I thought that was the route they were going to take after they did Mega Man 9.
Like, Mega Man 10 was kind of pushing it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, one classic Mega Man game, that's cool and awesome and all. Mega Man 10, that's just too much there.
Yeah.
I think. Just kind of milking it
well,
there.
Well, they've got Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, yeah, that'll be sure. Yeah. Probably more characters. Really.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot other than those two games, Dead Rising 2 and Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah. And they usually are making a lot of games at one time.
They are. because they have a lot of dudes. Although they won't be working with America again, apparently, because Bionic Commando and... Oh, yeah, Bionic Commando Rearm 2.
Yeah, it's just downloadable.
Yeah, but, hey.
But as far as big announcements from them, I could see something, some new Mega Man game. Some new Mega Man game. Be cool. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
They mentioned something about Resident Evil to coincide with the new movie, didn't they?
Did they?
They said something about, like, heating up the Resident Evil series or something. Because of the new movie or something. Maybe a new Resident Evil game.
I don't think it would be Resident
Evil 6. I don't expect 6, Resident Evil 6, but it actually probably just be a spinoff. Okay, I've been saying they should make a Resident Evil Wii game, but use the Resident Evil 4 engine, not a light gun shooter. They complain about the Resident Evil light gun shooters doing bad, it's because they're light gun shooters, and every other game on the Wii is a light gun shooter. Make something that actually uses the Wii's hardware. Didn't Resident Evil 4 Wii Edition sell well?
Very well, I think. It was probably the best-selling version of it. I don't know.
I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to recycle the engine and make a spin-off.
They did.
They did it for Dead Rising.
Exactly,
but,
and that wasn't even worth it.
Yeah, but this would be okay, because Resident Evil, that was Dead Rising, and it took out a lot of stuff to make, out of Dead Rising that made it good. And Dead Rising wasn't really about the shooting like Resident Evil was. So I'm saying that would be really good for them, but I guess they're not going to do it. Didn't they say they were done with the Wii or something?
I don't know. I know they said, we're done with American developers. Because
so, anything else multiplat before we go on to crazy predictions?
Those were my crazy predictions.
Oh, okay. Well, my crazy predictions. Nintendo, Kirby Air Ride 2. Make it happen.
That'd be good.
That'd be amazing.
They have to. I want them to show that Kirby game they've been teasing for.
Oh yeah, new Kirby in
decades.
That could happen. I can see a new Kirby happening. We didn't mention it.
Oh, hold on. Just got a hot off the headlines report. Microsoft talking 3D gaming. 3D gaming soon.
Oh boy. So, anyways. And not jumping on bandwagon news.
I know what you want.
What?
Second Sight.
Second Sight?
Yes.
That would
second
be amazing,
sight.
But I doubt it.
Second Sight.
I know it's
second.
Not gonna happen. I know it's not gonna happen, but yes.
I would like to see something new from Tim Schafer, although he doesn't really churn out games that quickly.
Nope. Oh, what is this? Anyways, yeah, not much from. It's crazy predictions, Kirby Air Ride 2. I'm trying to think off of obscure Nintendo
what about
series.
About Luigi's Mansion 2. Oh, you know what might be at E3's? I mean, Nintendo's press conference. Speaking of obscure Nintendo series.
What?
Kid Icarus.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot
that,
about that.
That could happen. I could see a Kid Icarus game being fun in 3D.
It wasn't fun in 2D, so...
Well, I'm saying, using, like, the design they have now...
But I'm afraid if they made a Kid Icarus 3D, they would just make it, like, God of War.
Toned down.
Actually, maybe more like Darksiders with all the... kind of Zelda-y stuff, but also...
Yeah, I'm thinking more Zelda-like.
Yeah.
But flying and stuff. And...
What do you think the new Zelda is going to be like?
I'm thinking more... I'm kind of expecting more of the same. But I remember reading something. I don't know how if it was true, but it had, like, a bunch of stuff about the new Zelda. And it made me... I probably shouldn't have been interested. It didn't, like, make any radical changes, but I still was really...
I wanted to ditch the setting. I can't just keep on recycling that same place. It's getting really old by now.
If they went still like old timey, it's fun. I don't care any. I mean, whatever.
They should make
Wind Waker change the setting up a lot. Kind of.
They should make My favorite Zelda games are
the ones that are like three times.
Other Zelda games.
What?
My favorite Zelda games are the ones that are at least like the other Zelda games. Majora's Mask and Wind Waker.
I like Majora's Mask.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But, so, I don't know. New Zelda. I'm expecting kind of more of the same, but I hope it's more fun overall than Twilight Princess. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the dungeon design doesn't suck. And it doesn't have a stupid gimmick like the wolf.
That was stupid. Maybe you do Star Fox.
Oh, yeah. That totally forgot about that, but that'd be great. I don't know. For some reason, just never wanted Star Fox on the Wii, like using Wii controls. I guess it would work well, but I don't know.
Well, since they're going to be showing off 3DS, they'll probably be showing off it. I could see Star Fox working well in 3D.
Yeah.
I don't like 3D stuff, and I don't like 3D gaming and that gimmick and stuff, but I think 3DS could work really well for the sole reason that it's one device. You don't have to buy like a separate TV that's really expensive or anything. The screen is built into the thing.
So
I think 3DS can work really well.
They make a Star Fox game. They should go like for single player, all in ship and tank and stuff, you know? And for multiplayer, make it like Assault where you can be on foot and then jump in stuff. That's how I think it should be. I think on foot would actually work all around. Like, as long as they don't make that a main focus and actually have more than one objective. That was the main problem with Assault. You had a... It's just like you're doing the same thing over and over. I really didn't mind on foot. But even though R-Wing's fun, the best.
What other weird, obscure Nintendo games can we bring back like they did with Punch-Out, other than Kid Icarus?
I know it's not a zombie. I mean, I just said it. I know it's not a Nintendo game, but it was on a Nintendo system. Zombies Ate My Neighbors 2. Yes.
Yeah.
Do it. They should release that for.
They should.
Like Xbox with Arcade online. With online.
Yeah. Beautiful Joe. Hey, new Beautiful Joe game would not be a bad idea. I don't know why I said that though. Earthworm Jim HD. Is out on the Xbox Live Arcade this week.
I've heard not much, but one review I saw, I'll give it like a 7.
I think people forget that Earthworm Jim wasn't necessarily an amazing game. It's funny. Has charm.
It's not
amazing to play, though. It's fun, but it is not as good as people seem to think it is.
Anyways, crazy predictions for Microsoft. Actually, I can't think of any off the top of my head.
They're crazy anyways. The stuff that they do is crazier than anything you can dream of.
Yeah, and I can see him pulling out some big surprise.
Portal Xbox.
Well, no, I guess it wouldn't be the big surprise. Are they not going to show Portal 2 at all? Or is it just... That saddens me. Like, I'm not sold on Portal 2, since it's full price and everything, but I want to see more.
Yeah. It sounds like they're doing a lot with it to make it worth the full price.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure if it's going to be a full price worth it.
Yeah.
Valve games go really
cheap. I found this Zelda info.
Oh, okay. All did it say?
Like,
read it.
Link will be replacing the bow and arrow with the crossbow. Yeah, I could see that. With that weird Link's crossbow training thing and all.
That's not a big deal.
Time travel with a new blade.
Okay.
Which kind of sounds
pervy. Back up a bit. Time travel.
Yes.
Could we go any into the future?
Yeah, see, that's what I want. Like, they have this whole weird time control thing in, like, pretty much all the Zelda games. But they've never really used it like they could.
Yeah, you're mostly just going between, like, kid and adult. Yeah. Like, that's only, like, a 10-15-year thing.
Eight,
you're going between.
Really. It was 8 years and Ocarina was
8. Well, I'm just in overall.
Yeah, I would like to see like you going into the West and then you going into the future. That would be awesome. I want a futuristic Zelda game. I want
like a kind of like a steampunk type thing.
I want Final Fantasy VII to happen to Zelda.
Like where people still use swords and stuff, but people also
but
use
swords
guns.
Have guns on them.
But then again,
sword guns.
I want my classic Zelda too. I'm weird about
what?
It. That sounds awesome, but
weird about what?
Know. What?
You're weird about what?
Zelda. Like I would kind of want a classic style Zelda, but I kind of want that to happen too.
Oh, 3D arcade heroes.
That came out, yeah.
Yeah. That looks very good.
It looks alright, but too many other things on the list.
Yeah, reading the Zelda stuff. The game will feature significant portions of flight. If that's real, then how would they do that?
Supports our future theory.
That would be awesome.
You can fly, you can buy tickets for airplanes and
Zeppelins.
Wait 10-hour airplanes. Flights. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
But now I really want to see Link piloting a Zeppelin.
Probably some type of flying machine like Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's Renaissance Italy, and you're Link, and you're also an assassin. And you meet Leonardo da Vinci.
But I'd love my Zelda, even though I didn't like Twilight Princess that much. But I want
to
play
they
it again.
They have to do something new, because they can't make another Ocarina of Time.
Well, they didn't make that. Majora's Mask was kind of... Twilight Princess was, and that's it. But Twilight Princess wasn't, like, exactly, but it was kind of...
Yes, it was.
I don't know, never mind.
It was.
But not as good.
It was Ocarina of Time 2.
But not near as good.
Yes.
It was not a worthy Ocarina of Time, too. But wouldn't that be Majora's Mask?
Well, yeah. But
that's like Ocarina of Time, too, but actually, like, making improvements and stuff. Like, genuinely being, like, a good sequel. So, any other crazy predictions for E3?
No.
Nothing comes to mind. What?
No, not really. I don't know. E3 is always weird because, like, it's a bunch of sequels and stuff.
You know, he talks about Rare.
Oh, Mirror's Edge 2. That's going to be in 3D. And that's going to be there.
Okay. You know how he talked about Rare and their titles?
Yes.
I know this is just a random off.
They did. They did release that new logo, so...
Think about what, like, with Naughty Dog and what's the other company that makes Ratchet that I'm totally forgetting right now? Ratchet and Resistance.
Insomniac.
Think about what those two, Naughty Dog and Insomniac, could do with Banjo and Conker.
Yes.
Okay, just thought for a moment. Anyway,
Banjo could be voiced by Nolan North.
Anyways,
I'd play it.
Anything else from E3?
No, E3's always...
But more on that when it happens, I guess.
E3 is always weird, because it's like a bunch of sequels and stuff you want to see, and then they all get announced at once, and you're like, is this even real?
I want them... I'm really hoping there's some big surprises.
I hope so, too.
And maybe they'll... I'm really hoping some new IP or something will come out.
Everyone seems to be hyping up E3 to be something really big this year. Like,
by the way, you know what I was thinking about? Has Nintendo had a good, like, big money put into it, like, new IP since the Wii came out? Like, on the Wii? Like, GameCube, they had Animal Crossing and Pikmin. Those are pretty big. They haven't had anything like that on the Wii, have they?
Not unless you count the Wii Sports.
No, I mean, like, I don't mean like that. You know what I'm talking about.
No.
Now, they brought back Punch-Out, which hadn't been around in a while.
But that's on, I guess that could be.
That could be, like, a new... Oh, yeah, Punch-Out, too. They could do that.
No, I don't want them to.
I'm not saying... Yeah, I mean, I don't know what all they could do, but I could see them doing it. I don't really want them to either.
Yeah, Nintendo hasn't really made any new IPs.
No, they... It's about time they do.
Well, they made Project Hammer and Disaster Day of Destruction.
About those.
Yeah, well, Disaster is made. It exists, but they refuse to release it.
But they're stupid and won't bring it over. I've been interested in that game for the longest time.
Said it's not a good game.
I've been interested in that in the longest time.
Yeah.
It's made, and it's in English. Put it out as a budget title. Maybe it'll do okay.
Yeah.
$20-$30 in it. I would buy it. I
totally would. Looks really interesting. I hear it's pretty good.
It's made, and it's in English. I mean, come on. What more can... It's not like they have to translate.
But really, I just want to see the last window to come to America.
So yeah, it's about time they announce a new IP. I hope they kind of do something new that like can be put up there with their big series. So that it for E3?
Huh?
Is that it for E3?
Yeah, I think that's it.
So, any games coming out?
Green Day Rock Band, Peace Walker. Joe Danger.
Peace Walker looked good. Don't care about Green Day Rock Band.
Either.
What about next week?
Cool.
This summer, and like after this week, up until about August 31st, when Dead Rising 2 and Metroid Other M come out, kind of barren. Not that that's a bad thing.
Crackdown 2 comes out July 6th.
Okay, there's like a few releases,
so yeah,
but
no good games.
I don't really care about
Crackdown. I don't either. Because the first one was really kind of...
I might be missing something.
Maybe make a new Mario Sports game.
What?
We need to make a new Mario Sports game. I want to see a new Mario Golf. Why haven't they done that yet?
Make it for the 3DS and have the RPG elements.
Golf game. That would make sense.
I never care for Mario Golf because golf games are kind of boring because they're golf games.
I like
Hot Shots Golf's fun.
Although I've never played the Tiger Woods game. Oh, Tiger Woods 11 comes out this week. The 11th Tiger Woods.
Nah. Anything next week?
Toy Story 3.
That's literally it
for next week's like boxed games. That kind of matters.
I was talking about games.
I can look.
Well, we should talk about Toy Story 3, the movie.
Toy Story 3, the game. It's gonna be awesome.
I've heard so far that it's amazing. Reviews have come in saying it's possibly the best in the series. Not that I take much of reviews, but still. At least people are saying it's good. Doesn't sound like a disappointment.
Yeah, literally the only game next week is Toy Story 3.
Which doesn't look bad for a movie game.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
Kind of want to play it. War for Cybertron comes out the 22nd.
Have you seen anything on that game besides that teaser
trailer? There's a demo.
There is?
There's apparently a multiplayer demo.
Wow.
For this month...
is it out right now?
For the rest of this month, you got Cinema Punishment 2 Naughty Bear.
Yeah.
Because people... seem to care about that game.
Punishment 2 looks good, I gotta admit, but I don't know if it's worth
it. Naughty Bear looks not good at all.
Yeah, Cinema Punishment 2 looks good.
Lego Harry Potter, that comes out at the end of the month, 99.
I've been hearing that looks really good. I haven't seen it myself.
All Points Bulletin comes out at the end of the month, isn't that kind of high profile? And Singularity, that weird time travel FPS that looks kind of cool.
Okay. I guess this isn't too...
It's not
really great month, but this has a few interesting games.
but ones that look kind of promising.
Yeah. So.
Oh! StarCraft 2. That comes out July 27th.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is so very big.
Just a little.
Yeah.
It's only like national sport Korea.
It is the national sport of Korea.
That's pretty crazy. That still like amazes me.
Some of the box art looks pretty sweet.
Nintendo box arts tend to look kind of awesome. Not always. Sometimes. And Nintendo actually like puts care into the games. You know how like all these companies are getting rid of instruction manuals. And when they do have them, they're not in color and like 10 pages long. Get Super Mario Galaxy 2. It's in full color and has a 66-page manual.
BioShock 2 has a full color manual. Killzone 2 does.
66 pages.
I don't know. It's pretty long. It's pretty thick. Fallout 3 had a really thick manual.
I don't remember that one. I like games that thick. It doesn't feel as cheap when it has a manual.
And also when it doesn't have a stupid eco box.
Oh, man. Actually, Super Mario Galaxy 2 has an eco box, but because of like how much weight it has and stuff, I never noticed. And it's like, the box is like well made. It's hard to explain, but like, it's hard to notice it's an eco box.
Eco boxes.
I do too, though.
Oh, speaking of eco, do you think they'll release Eco and Shadow of the Colossus for the PS3 like they did with God of War Collection?
I would totally buy that.
I would buy that 9 times.
Like, I love Shadow of the Colossus and really want to play it again. I never got to play Eco.
Eco is absolutely amazing, and for whatever reason, all of a sudden, it's gotten really expensive online on eBay and Amazon and stuff. It goes for, like, $80.
I really want to play that, so that'd be the perfect opportunity. Yeah.
With fixed
frame rates. Those games are still very pretty, right? Because, like, they're stylized. They would probably look pretty good in HD.
Technically, too. Yeah, with better frame rates and stuff, although I never had a problem with the frame rate Shadow of the Colossus, like a lot of people seem to.
Yeah, just boost everything.
We'll see that at E3.
That'd be great. I'd agree. I mean, I'd buy it. And, that'd be great. The summer's pretty barren, but at the end of it, you have Metroid and Dead Rising.
Yep.
Well, no, it's not completely varied, but this, you know, it's not like it's hasn't been.
It's not non-stop craziness.
It has been, which is good, because I got plenty of games to catch up on.
Indeed. I'm still playing 2009 games.
There's a lot
Although, of I games. Think after Killzone 2 and Assassin's Creed 2, I have nothing else big left from 2009, except for Demon's Souls, which I'm never going to play.
That game. I played that game. That game's hard. It was very fun, but it was hard.
It looks very hard. But the people who like it really like it.
Really, really like it.
It's kind of creepy.
Like, some people seem to get obsessed with it. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, okay. So, covered news, covered coming out, covered what we're playing, covered E3.
I think that's going to do it for our first episode of the Red Barrel Podcast.
Hope that wasn't too boring.
Come back next week. I'm sure it was. Come back next week. I'm sure we'll have a bunch of E3 podcasts because we're crazy like that.
Probably one for each day.
We chose the worst possible time to start a gaming podcast.
Yep. Signing off.
Goodbye.